Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
As promised, we have a bonus meditation this week. This is part of our ongoing self-compassion series. Today, our meditation teacher is Jessica Mori. She's the executive director of an amazing group called IBME. That stands for Inward Bound Mindfulness Education. It's kind of a version of Outward Bound, where they take teenagers into the wilderness and straighten them out a little bit. Inward Bound, they go out into the wilderness and they are in touch with nature, but they also meditate quite a bit. Jess is a previous guest on the show. She was on episode 47, if you want to check that out. She's also a very popular teacher in the 10% Happier app. And this meditation actually comes from the app. If you haven't tried the app, by the way, you can try it out with a 7-day free trial if you want to poke around there. This meditation is called See Yourself Compassionately. For many of us, directing warmth inwardly is not a strong suit, but with this kind of training, you actually can get better at it, which can make you more resilient, kinder, and sort of inject a level of ease into everyday life. Okay, over to Jess with the meditation. Enjoy it, and I'll see you on Wednesday with a new episode.
Hi, this is Jess. Cultivating self-compassion has been one of the most valuable practices in my life, and at times, the most difficult. There's an all too common habit in our culture to beat ourselves up, to believe that we are not good enough. In this meditation, we're going to practice receiving the kindness and love other people have offered us to awaken that kindness for ourselves. Reflecting on compassion from others can strengthen the pathways of self-compassion. It's vital for us to really receive kindness before we can offer it to ourselves or others. So let's give it a try. Sit comfortably and allow your eyes to close. Take a few deep breaths. And as you exhale, invite the muscles of your face to soften. Relax your eyes and your jaw. Let your shoulders release down away from your ears. And soften your belly. Just feel the weight of your body supported by the chair and the floor underneath you. Now, bring to mind someone who has been kind to you. Someone you have felt loved by. A partner, a friend, perhaps a grandparent or a teacher. This doesn't have to be the perfect person. You could think about simply a moment in your life when you felt cared about, loved, or appreciated. And bring this person to mind. You might remember the last time you were with them and how it felt to be in their presence. Get an image of this moment and this person. Where were you? What was happening? What did it feel like? The image of this person and the feeling of being with them is the home base for your attention in this meditation. So whenever your mind gets distracted, just bring it back to the image and the feeling of being with this person. Really connect with the memory of that moment in time, the feeling of being loved and cared for, the feeling of being offered kindness. You can explore this some on your own. As you see this person in your mind, reflect on how they feel about you. You might think about kind things they've said to you. Think about what they might appreciate or love about you. and reflect on what they wish for you. They likely want you to be happy, to feel safe, to be healthy. As you keep the image of this person in your mind, see their kind wishes in their eyes. You might hear their voice sending you these wishes. They're wishing for you to be happy, to be safe, to be healthy. And keep bringing your attention back to the image of this person in your mind, the feeling of being with them. As you inhale, you might imagine receiving their care. And then as you exhale, allow yourself to relax, to soften, letting the care and generosity sink in. So with each inhale, receiving the kindness from this person. Imagining this person's wishes for you. You might choose a word or a phrase and imagine them offering this to you. May you be happy, safe, healthy. Your mind wanders, just bring it back to the image of this person, the feeling of what it was like to be offered kindness. Just repeating a word or phrase if that helps you stay connected. Happy. Healthy. And you can stay with this person or see if someone else comes to mind, another situation where you felt really cared about and attended to, where you experienced generosity and care and kindness. Again, connect with the image and feeling of this person, of receiving kindness and care. Breathing in and receiving that kindness. Exhaling, letting it soak in. As this practice comes to a close, you might offer some appreciation back to this person or people. You might imagine yourself saying, "Thank you for being so kind. may you be happy. Now take a few moments to enjoy any sense of ease and well-being you feel. Taking a few deep breaths and feeling your body. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. As you go into your day, try and remember this sense of being loved and lovable. If you find yourself feeling low, you can always bring these people to mind and remember that they are wishing you well. They want you to be happy and at ease. Thank you for your practice. May you be happy.
If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Once upon a beat. Remember those stories and fables that would capture your imagination and you couldn't wait to see how they would unfold? And now, when you read them as an adult, you think, some of these old tales could use a fresh spin. We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remix, and reimagine for the kids in your life today. Join me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as we spin up new tales in the New Kids and Family Podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a jam-packed, music-filled weekly party where hip-hop and fables meet. It's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts. Once Upon a Beat.
I'm Shimol Yai, and I have a new podcast called The Competition. Every year, 50 high school senior girls compete in a massive scholarship competition.
I wouldn't say I have an ego problem, but I'm extremely competitive.
All of the competitors are used to being the best and the brightest, and they're all vying for a huge cash prize.
This will probably be the most intense thing you've ever gone through in your life.
I remember that feeling because I was one of them. I lost. But now I'm coming back as a judge and also a kind of teen girl anthropologist. Because if you want to understand what it's like to be a young woman in America today, the competition's not a bad place to start.
Hopefully no one will die on stage tonight.
From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.